Blog Talk Radio.
Free indeed. Amen.
Glory to God. We thank God for this day, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you'll move mighty in our hearts and minds on today. Oh, Lord, bring in peace, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let peace come and be still, amen. And we just want to say thank you for the peace that have come upon us right now. And we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Welcome, everybody, to the show. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for change. Amen. Welcome. I'm your host today. I'm traveling to teach and tell many. I thank God for everyone that's here on the show today. As we come to give God our praise, glory, and honor, know that God is still able. He still sits on the throne. Amen. And Jesus is our intercessor. And hallelujah. The intercessor is at the right hand of our Father. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. So many of us are dealing with so many things and so much is going on at this time. Things we understand. Understand of things that we do not understand, but I say today to you, I encourage you to trust God for the miracle, amen, because we serve a God, we serve a miracle-working God, we serve an all-sovereign God that can do all things, all-powerful, creator of all things, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, will you trust him and believe that he is able to do it for you, amen, so come on, let's shout, everybody, give God our praise, glory, and honor, shout, glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, amen, come on, Sister Sharon, and shout, open up your mouth, and give God our praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Because you are
yes, God.
Good. Lord, we just thank you for this day. We
thank
you,
Lord,
for all you've done for us this day.
Yes,
and Lord.
Lord,
we're going to give you the glory, and we're going to give you the praise. And I know
yes, Lord.
Whatever you ask God for, just trust in him. And the door.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. My Lord, my God, we know God is able, and he will do all that he said he will do. Amen. We can stand on the promise of God and know that it shall come to pass. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, Sister Dina. Come on, Mama. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for waking me up again this morning, clothed me in my right mind. My family
yes,
as well.
Lord.
I'm doing well. I just thank you. In spite of what the day been like, I thank you. I'm just truly, truly, truly grateful. Love you, love you, love you. Amen.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You,
amen.
Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whatever
you do, don't
do
without me.
Yes, whatever you're doing, Sister Dina, thank you, Jesus, Father God. Don't do
don't
it without
me.
My God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Lord,
hallelujah. Lord. We thank God that God has not forgotten us, that God remembers his children. Amen.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ, and the Bible says,
when
God remembers Noah, amen. Hallelujah. Stop the rain. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Yes,
we thank God for this opportunity
Lord,
for everyone that's just
you,
getting on the
thank
line. God bless you. God strengthen you. I know we normally have our main people that's on today, but we want to pray for them right now that all is well and good with them in the name of Jesus Christ. So we lift up Brenda Gale today, Doretha Jones. We lift up Sister Connie on today in the name of Jesus Christ. So now we lift up the minister, Evangelist Kimberly Reverend and her family, my husband, Pastor Dorsey, man, and we pray their strength and protection, that peace come and be still and love that God will divinely intervene and turn their situation around for their good, that they will truly be blessed in all that they're dealing with or going through right now in every situation or circumstance. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We decree and declare victory over them and their families and all that they are dealing with in this time. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. We decree and declare healing, deliverance, peace, joy, and happiness and the protection of the Lord our God right now in Jesus Christ's mighty name. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We counsel every assignment of a wicked one, Satan in this age is every evil spirit right now. We decree and declare that you're defeated, so amen. And we are victorious, amen. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. On yesterday, you all, we had some problems here. We started to hail and rain, and the lights went off, and our air was already off, but we were still pressing through and pressing on. It shut off everything. Even my phone line went off. But I decree and declare the goodness of the Lord. Amen. That I was, you all were still on. I was still pressing on to be on and be in position and know that God is still able to do all things. Amen. So no matter where you're at in life or whatever you're going through, or dealing with, know that God is able. Just rest and know, because my thing is this: worry is not going to bring anything to you but more worry and more fear. And you start operating other fears. Now you're angry. Now you're frustrated, because with worry comes frustration. It comes all kind of sicknesses and ailments to our body. But I want you to stay in that place of trusting and believing God for the miracle. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It could, when you know it could have been and it should have been, but God saved you. Stay in that place, Lord. God is still able to snatch you out of any situation that you're in or going through. The Bible tells us that he will lift his spirit, will lift up the standard. Hallelujah. When the enemy comes in like a flood, amen, know that he'll do that for you, amen, because you trusted him and you made Jesus Christ your Lord and your Savior. So whenever you're in a situation where it feels like you're being defeated and you're going under, know that God will snatch you out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, welcome Sister Connie to the shower. We're just praying for you and Cousin Brenda Gale. Go ahead and shout, Sister Connie, give her a praise, glory and honor, and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes. Good evening, everyone. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to thank him for this day. I was out there in the heat with no air in my truck, sweating like a pig.
Jesus.
But, I had not too long got back into the house. I had to go pick up one of my grandkids, and then I came back in here. My body temperature had shot way up because of the heat. And so I was in here trying to bring my body temperature down and got a little distracted, but I'm glad to be able to get on here and say thank you, Lord, for my day.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for I was off today, but I will be reporting to my new assignment on tomorrow. Looking forward to greeting all my little kitties. And
amen.
And just pray for me that I don't get attached this time.
Amen. They say yes, Lord. Amen.
But,
go ahead
yeah.
and do what you call to do and come on out. Glory to God. God bless you, Sister Connie. We love you. We thank God for you. And may God continue to do mighty and favor you and all that you love and concerned about. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just thank God for another day. Amen. For we know this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. And it's nothing like being able to, hallelujah, to get in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, Sister Cousin Brenda Gale. Come on and give God our praise, glory, and honor, shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
This is my first night home since my mom fell a week ago. So I had kind of like sat there on the sofa and fallen asleep, and the Holy Spirit woke me up. I say, it's not over. I'm going to go on and get on here. So I'm excited. I thank God. I thank God. I praise him. I praise him. I praise him. When I think about Jesus and what he's done for me,
what
I can dance all night. To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus. Amen. The truth. Amen. What do you think about him? Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you and be your peace. Amen. May God favor you all the days of your life. And those that you're concerned about, may God's hands of protection be around them. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Cousin Brenda Gale. Amen. Say, when I think about Jesus and what he's done for me and how he set me free, I can dance. All night. Hallelujah. All night. Amen. I want to say this today. Who is Jesus to you? The Bible says in Luke 9:20, says Jesus asked him, but who do you believe that I am? Amen. So over 2,000 years ago, Jesus asked a profound question that's still relevant today. Whether you're a minister of the gospel and can quote scripture from memory, or you have been a Christian for many years, the question still remains, who is Jesus to you? See, there isn't a right a wrong answer. It's a personal and heart-searching question that must be answered honestly. Amen. See, knowing Jesus is more than a confession of faith. It's a connection that pierces the heart and seeps into our entire being. So though the relationship is sometimes challenged and shaken by storms, faith remains and it is activated by love. So when Jesus is the center of our life, everything revolves around that relationship. See, it isn't an effort. The reality of it simply fuels every aspect of our life. Amen. See, he's not only a redeemer, he is Lord, counselor, and best friend. Hallelujah. Jesus, come and shine the spotlight of truth upon our hearts today. Amen. If there's any area of our lives where we're not fully convinced of your love, show us in the name of Jesus Christ. Make yourself real to us in ways we never knew were possible. Amen. We want a relationship with you that sets our heart ablaze and keeps our faith alive. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm letting you. If you believe it and you receive that today, just go ahead and open up your mouth and say, I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and it is so, and it shall be no other way. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We just thank God for one more time today that we're able to receive, amen, and receive change, amen, for the betterment, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, because we are kingdom builders so that we can be used and be effective in the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah to the one high God, the one true God that there is, the one that sits above all. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, whatever it is you're going through today, just give it all over to God. Just decide, you know what? I'm going to give it all over to God, and I'm going to follow Jesus. No turning back. And I want you to know that you're headed in the right direction. The Bible says he'll lead you down a path of righteousness for his name's sake. Will you decree and declare over your life today, amen, that you're going to follow Jesus and no turning back. Amen. See, I want you to understand that you're blessed with kingdom authority. Hallelujah. I preached this before, but I want to say it again today. The Bible says in Matthew 28, verse 18 through 19, amen, and Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. I want you to understand that you are blessed with kingdom authority. See, Jesus came to reveal his kingdom, the kingdom of heaven. See, it is an invisible spiritual kingdom, and yet we can see outward manifestations of this realm while living in the earth. Amen. So when you invite Jesus into your heart as Lord of your life, you can become a citizen of this kingdom, and you have full access to its benefits. In fact, the Bible teaches that you will become an ambassador of this kingdom while living in the earth. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5 and 20 lets you know this. See, ambassadors represent the government of the nation they are from. Amen. See, in the nation to which they are sent, they are governed by the laws of the land they are from, and not by the laws of the nation they are residing in. So you are living in the earth, representing the kingdom of heaven. Amen. You are God's ambassador, and you are governed by his royal laws of love. Amen. So as his ambassador, you have Christ's authority to reach the world you live in with his love, light, and truth. Amen. See, Jesus commissioned his disciples with authority to preach the good news of the kingdom and to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the leper, the lepers, and free the oppressed. Amen. See, there are all expressions of his love. See, you are also commissioned with his authority to represent him in the earth. Amen. See, Jesus taught that those who believe would do the same works he did and even greater. We see this in the book of John 14 and 12. See, this is how the world will come to know him. See, you have been given full access into this glorious kingdom, and you have been given authority through Christ to bring the manifestation of this kingdom into the earth. You rule and reign with him, and your life makes a difference. You have authority over all the works of the enemy. Amen. According to scripture in Luke 10 and 19, you have authority to work miracles on Christ's behalf. You are not just a mere human being. You are a heavenly being living in the earth. Amen. You are a supernatural being representing Christ, his kingdom, and his righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. Go forth into your realm of influence and spread the wonderful news wounds of his love and manifest his kingdom glory. Amen. You have been granted authority to do so, but you have to decide to pick up that authority and use it. Amen. Because it has been given to you through Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. We want to decree and declare over our life, amen, that we have this authority. So we decree right now that we are called an ambassador of Christ to represent his kingdom in the earth, that the kingdom we serve is a kingdom that cannot be shaken. We have authority over the power of the enemy. In Christ, we have authority to heal the sick and cast out devils and cleanse lepers and raise the dead. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we have been given the keys of the kingdom, and whatsoever we bind on the earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose shall be loosed in heaven. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Jesus has given us the authority to forgive sins. Amen. We have authority in Christ to go and make disciples of nations. In Christ, we can baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We have authority to go before the throne of grace with bold confidence to receive mercy and to find help in time of need. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have authority to approach our Heavenly Father and ask him to bring his kingdom will and purposes into the earth. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah to your name, God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you receive that authority today and know that it's already on the inside, and you receive it by activating all of the faith that's within you. Hallelujah. So if you have a problem with that, ask God to help you with your unbelief and increase your faith on today. Amen. So that you can, hallelujah, activate the resurrection power that's already on the inside of you. But you can only activate it by faith. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. So now that you can use your authority and speak over yourself, speak over your family, speak over your situations. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, decree and declare that the devil is defeated. Amen. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, God shall condemn. You need to decree and declare over your life with the authority that Jesus Christ has given you, that you can speak to a thing. You can decree a thing in the earth that shall be established in your life. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to talk about how to walk in the Spirit. The Bible says that God is written with those that will worship him in truth and in spirit. See, for many of us, being able to consistently show love, grace, and compassion, especially to difficult people or in difficult circumstances, is what we need to be strengthened. In the book of Jude, chapter 18, verse 21, we find the way to do that. Amen. It says, in the last days there will be scoffers who will walk after their own ungodly desires. These are the men who cause division and sensual divorce of the spirit. But you will build yourself up in your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Amen. Keep yourself in the love of God while you are waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, which leads to eternal life. See, in other words, you are going to come across difficult people who are decisive people that come to divide and devoid of the Spirit. But to deal with them, hallelujah, and remain in Christ, there are things that you need to do. One, you got to build yourself up, receive the Holy Spirit, get delivered, read and study the Word of God, fast and pray. These are the ways that you can begin to see an increase of the Spirit of God operate in your life. So when you build up your spirit, amen, to receive the fullness of God's Spirit, you break the grip of the enemy off your life, and you're able to access the power of God without any hindrances, amen. See, you can't live the Psalm 112 scripture life without the power of God. See, the Bible says that you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Amen. According to Scripture, Acts 1 and 8. Amen. See, it is not by might nor by power, but by God's Spirit that will build you up and strengthen to live a life of grace and compassion towards others. See, trying to live this without the power of the Holy Ghost will land you in the hospital. See, God never intended you to try and serve him in the energy of your flesh. He said, I'm going to give you a helper who will teach you all things, according to Scripture in John 14 and 26. And then, secondly, you got to pray in the Holy Spirit. See, praying in the Holy Spirit is one of the keys to walking in the Spirit. The phrase refers to the times when the Holy Spirit prays through us the perfect will of God, according to Romans 8 and 26 and 27. It says, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. See, he who searches our hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. See, praying in tongues strengthens your spirit, and it helps you get control of your flesh. See, it reduces fleshly reaction and causes you to react out of your spirit instead. Apostle Paul, one of the leading apostles in the New Testament church, said, I thank my God that I speak in tongues more than you all. Hallelujah. According to 1 Corinthians 14 and 18. And then he said that because of all the people issues he had to deal with throughout his ministry, he couldn't afford to react out of his flesh. This is risk of the effectiveness of the gospel he preached. You can speak, pray, and sing in tongues. According to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 through 19 says, be filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and singing and making melodies in your heart to the Lord. In other words, other ways to stay filled with the Holy Spirit are to spend time worshiping and singing prophetic songs. As you increase your private devotional time and include praying and singing in the Spirit, you will begin to see changes in your life and in the way you see and the way that you deal with people. Amen. So it will manifest in the way that you see, in the way that you deal with other people. Hallelujah. You will be more sensitive to the Holy Spirit, hearing his voice and being led by him. Your thoughts, your judgments, and prayers for others will change. See, there is only so much we can see about others through our limited and fleshly perspectives. See, praying in the Spirit opens us up to God's unlimited understanding of everything that is happening in all of our lives. As you see people through the Spirit, you will be filled with God's love and mercy. You will not be so quick, you all, to snap and lash out at them, because you will see where they are hunting. Amen. You will also be humble enough to recognize that without the grace and compassion God has shown you, you might be in a worse circumstances than they are. Amen. You will have compassion enough to say that while they may not be living right or responding right, God has the power to turn their lives around just like he did yours. Amen. Hallelujah. And last but not least, you got to keep yourself. Hallelujah. You got to keep yourself. Amen. See, from the book of James, we learned that the tongue is the part of your body that controls your whole life. So if you can keep or control your tongue, you can keep yourself and control your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 1 and 12 believers are a spirit-filled people whose lives are under control. See, they are not out of control. They keep their tongues from speaking whatever the flesh drags up. Therefore, they keep themselves under control in the love of God. See, in comparing the tongue to the small rudders that steer the Lord's ships or the bit in a horse mouth that controls this whole body, James said in the book of James, chapter 3, verse 3 through 6, he said, see how we put bits in the mouths of horses that they may obey us, and we control their whole bodies. And observe ships, though they are so great and are driven by fierce winds, yet they are directed with a very small rudder wherever the captain pleases. Even so, the tongue is a little part of the body and boasts great things. See how great a forest or a little fire kindles. The tongue is a fire, a world of evil. So it is for this reason that one of the first things that happens when you get baptized in the Holy Spirit is that he gets a hold of your tongue. So if the Spirit of God begins to control your tongue, he will be able to direct your life and bring you into agreement with God. Amen. You will begin to see supernatural things happen in your life and in the lives of those you impact through prayer and ministry. Miracles, healing, and deliverance will come into situations that seem impossible. God will do for you exceedingly abundantly beyond all that you can ask or imagine, according to the power of God working in you. Amen. According to Scripture in Ephesians 3 and 20, amen, your tongue is very important. It's important to yield to the Holy Spirit. It's important that what you say is correct. According to Proverbs 18:21, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. We know that one of the reasons people are messed up in their lives is because they have not controlled their tongues. They have not controlled what they have said. They have allowed their tongues to speak things from their hearts that are incorrect, ungodly things that bring destruction into their lives. I encourage you to pray in the Holy Spirit, speak in the Spirit, live in the Spirit, move in the Spirit. When you put yourself under the control of the Spirit of God, He leads you to a life that will manifest, hallelujah, in Psalm 112's promise, amen. Your great, hallelujah, your grace and compassion to others will bring shalom into your life, and that is peace. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost, amen. We yield our life, our tongue, our mind, our body to the power of the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We will not walk in the flesh. We will not live in the flesh. We will live in the Spirit. We will walk by the power of the Holy Ghost, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we submit ourselves to your Holy Spirit, amen. Holy Spirit, we give you permission to lead us, guide us, and empower us. We submit our life to you right now and forevermore, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. We will walk in the Spirit. We will have the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, gentleness, long-suffering, kindness, meekness, and temperance. We thank you, Lord, that as we walk in the Spirit, your fruit will be the manifestation of our life. Thank you, Lord, for the fruit of the Spirit increasing in our life right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Because of your Spirit, we have grace and compassion for others. We keep ourselves in the love of God. Because of your Spirit, we are able to see people through your eyes and love them with the love of God. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our spiritual person, we are not fleshy. We are not carnal. We are not dominated by the flesh. We are not all the rest of the flesh. In the name of Jesus Christ, our flesh will not be dominant and rule our life, but we will be led and controlled by the Holy Spirit all the days of our life. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. God bless everyone today. Today is Wednesday, you all, and we're having Bible study at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. If you'd like to join us back here at 845-277-9213. As we have our Bible study, God bless you all. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you. May you continue to trust in God for all things, no matter what it looks like. The enemy is going to try, but you have the power to speak to those things that shall be established in your life. I bless you all to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. And it's in Jesus' name that we come together that we'll say, to God be the glory. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say what.